Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. What is up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode. I am jumping right in today because I see you over there. I see you over there. I've been hearing you over on social media. You are exhausted. You are legitimately fatigued by the process of growth. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. First of all, I want you to know that I see you. I hear you. This growth process that you're on is hard. It's hard. It's exhausting. It takes energy. It takes hard work. It takes repetition. And I want you to know that you're doing it. You're doing it. It's supposed to feel hard. And I won't deny the fact that you're tired. And listen, I know the other woman on the other side of this device right now. I know the woman that has this in her ear holes right now. I know her. She's the kind of woman that wants to grow and wants to see the progress and put something like this in her ears to help her do that. But sometimes she finds that progress isn't coming as quickly as she would like it to. Maybe you're not even seeing progress at all right now. But I challenge you to think of the places that you're not looking. Where is the blind eye not paying attention right now? Listen, girl, we are human. We are human. We want that instant gratification, that effort meets reward. We want to see that happen quickly. And you know by now, the growth process, the mindset changing process is not like that. We don't get that instant gratification. We don't get that instant reward. We get repetition over more change and more effort and more exertion until we build a habit of a stronger mindset. We know that by now. You're a very smart woman. You don't need me to tell you this. But what I do want to tell you today is that there is hope in all of this growth fatigue. You may be fatigued right now from the process of growth. And I won't say that you won't feel that way again. I won't. But I want to explain to you a concept related to this mindset work that we do, a frustrating one, but I want to explain to you a concept today of why progress works the way that it does when it comes to changing the way that we think. First of all, you've thought this way for a long time. I'm 26 years old, right? I have been thinking the way that I do for the past 26 years of my life. The past 26 years of my life have brought me to this point of where my mindset is now. And when I go to initiate a change, that's going to take some time to reinvent my thinking patterns. And today I want to explain to you this topic of neuroplasticity, a fancy schmancy word for basically saying your brain has the ability to physically rewire itself. Physically rewire itself. How wild is that? So I have a little visual for you of how we can kind of explain this or illustrate this today. Okay? So imagine for me that you are walking through a grassy field. And when I say grassy, I mean like the grass is up to your knees. There's no path anywhere, and you're walking through it. What's going to happen when you walk through that field one time? You walk across it one time. Well, the grass is probably going to have a little smush in there, right, from your feet, but it's not really going to create a path. of any kind, that grass is going to spring back up by the end of the day, right? You walk across it once, it's not going to do much. It's going to have a little imprint. But the field is still going to be there. Let's say that you walk through that grassy field every day for 3 months. The same direction, the same spot for 3 months, every day. Imagine the wear of that path on the grass. Really visualize that. What does that look like? Maybe that grass is now struggling to grow in that area. Maybe let's say that you do this for 6 months. 6 months, you walk this same path up across this grassy field. I imagine we're going to see a true path there. This repetition, we are going to see a true path there. Now, the town that I live in, personally, they tell stories all the time about how our highway was created, and it used to be a trading trail that buggies and traders would go and trade their goods across the same path that our highway sits on now. And before it was a trading trail, it was a deer trail. And the deer would go in that same direction on that same path. And before that, it was a big old grassy field. But over years, this pathway or this highway or this connection space was created. And that's exactly what our brain does. This is this idea of neuroplasticity. Now, with this visual in mind, my 26-year-old thinking is that highway. That highway that's gone in the same direction, thinking the same way for as long as I can remember, right? That highway that's brought me to this point of where I think and how I think now. And in order to change that, I need to get to that grassy field over there where I can create a new pathway. And just like this one that I found myself on, it's going to take some time to strengthen that pathway. Here's what it is in a science-y way. Okay, you ready for it? Put on your science hat. Let's do it. The neural connections in your brain, they want to wire together so that they can fire with less effort. Here's what I mean by that. The neural connections that you have now are strong. You're used to using them. You're used to automatically thinking in the way that you do. And when we're in a process like this, a growth process of some kind, when it's related to our mindset, to how we speak to ourselves, to being kind to our mind, right? We're challenging ourselves to create a new neural connection, one that we're not used to. A neural connection that's not used to firing together, which means that that neural connection is not as strong. It takes more effort to connect. So what you're feeling in this growth fatigue is the consistent effort over and over and over again to make a neural connection that isn't natural yet to you. Notice how I say yet. Because the neural connections that you have now, they fire with little to no effort. The thoughts that you have now, they just come, right? You don't really have to think about thinking them. They just come. Those automatic negative thoughts that you experience, you don't have to think about those. They think for you. They connect for you. And that's what we're trying to avoid. So naturally, this extra effort has to come in. And the exhaustion comes when that repetition of intentional thinking about changing my thinking gets exhausting. And babe, that's going to happen. This growth fatigue is real. But the more that we can understand and remind ourselves that we are creating a new neural pathway, the more we will be reminded that the more I do this, the more I put effort in, the more I reinforce this neural connection, the easier it's going to be for that neural connection to fire later on. The more natural it will be, the less effort it will take. But home fry, you knew there was a catch. You knew I was going to pop in and be like, girl, here's the catch. Here it is. You ready for it? The more that we reinforce old pathways, old neural connections, old ways of thinking, the stronger those bond together too. Damn. Right? It's how it gets you. The more we let those negative thoughts go unaddressed, the more that we let those spirals go unanalyzed, the more we reaffirm those old pathways and allow them to strengthen while we're trying to strengthen new ones, while we're trying to create new ones. So we know that doing it once won't cut it. That grass will grow back and that connection won't continuously fire the way that we want it to. It won't become as effortless as we want it to. It's wonderful that you challenge your thoughts once, but that's not going to change everything. We know that. We're smart women. We know that. That grass is going to grow back. We need to reinforce continuously this new neural connection. How on earth can we do that? Because Emily, I'm exhausted. I can only challenge my thoughts for so long. I can only want to grow and surround myself with all of this positivity and really try to soak it in for so long. What else can I do to increase my ability for neuroplasticity, to foster an environment for neuroplasticity? Here's what we can do. Couple of things. The first thing is that we have to address that growth fatigue in some way. You are tired, and that's okay. But that also means that the growth that you're trying to do needs to be put down so that you can rest. You need to be in a place where you're able to create new neural connections, which means my girl needs to rest. Sit down, take a nap, let the fatigue subside, give yourself a break. And then, when you're ready to start flexing the mindset muscles again, when you're ready to start rolling again, here's what we can do. First thing, meditation. Here's why meditation works, okay? We just talked about getting in the habit of continuously firing new neural connections so that they take less effort, right? The point of mindfulness is that in the moment, we are present where we are. How often do you find yourself thinking about the future and spiraling about the future or thinking about that interaction you just had a day ago with someone that kind of put you off a little bit, but you're still thinking about the day before? You're not in the here and now. Imagine how much more peaceful your mind would be if you were able to fire neural connections that fostered mindfulness in the moment. Mindfulness in the present moment of where you are now. You felt like you were where you are in the here and now. How can we foster neuroplasticity? Well, practicing that mindfulness even when it doesn't feel natural. A lot of people will tell me, you know what, Emily? Meditation is weird. It makes me uncomfortable. You're right. It's going to for a while. It's going to feel really unnatural and wonky for a while because you're fostering a new neural connection. So number one, meditation. Repetitively creating that neural pathway for mindfulness. Number two, gratitude. Why does gratitude practice work? Because this is another neural connection that we are striving to fire together naturally. This feeling of gratitude. The more grateful I am on a daily basis, a happier person I am, honestly. So sometimes people will roll their eyes when I tell them, you know what? At the end of the day, I want you to find three things that you're grateful for. Three things that you are genuinely grateful for. And they roll their eyes and they're like, oh, that's great and all, but what does that do? What does that do? You are walking on that gratitude path every night to create a neural connection that's going to fire throughout the day when you don't even expect it. You'll start finding yourself saying, oh man, I'm really grateful for dot, dot, dot. Imagine how much happier and more at peace you would be if you were able to come from a point of gratitude and mindfulness. Last one, Positive affirmations. Why do positive affirmations work? This is another piece that people will roll their eyes at me and be like, oh my gosh, Emily, that is so cheesy. Why do positive affirmations work? Again, repetition. Continuously firing a new neural pathway that has some statement attached to it about my worth, about my ability, about my capability, my capacity, my strength, my resiliency, whatever that affirmation is related to, I'm creating that neural pathway until I naturally believe it, until it is a part of my everyday neural firing. Listen, girl, I know you're tired. I know that growth fatigue has waltzed into the building, and I can tell you one of the reasons why I think this happens. If you're anything like me, you really strive to consume all kinds of content and literature and podcasts and books and blogs and all sorts of things that you want to consume to improve your life, to ease your brain, to see improvements in your mindset. And that's a beautiful intention to have. The intention is there, but sometimes we're trying to consume so much content that we are simply fatigued by the process. Maybe the fatigue within itself is that you have been challenging and challenging and challenging the negative thoughts and really trying to put in the work that it takes to change your mindset, and you are not seeing the progress that you want. So maybe first we need to address this fatigue. And then we need to start doing the simple things. The simple things that bring that neuroplasticity to life and show the ability that our brain has to change. Just by walking down the same path every day. Positive affirmations that take 2 seconds, 2 seconds in the morning. Guided meditation that will take you 10 minutes before bed. A gratitude practice that when you show up at work, before you do anything else, you write 3 things down on a post-it before you start your day. Listen, I know it's tempting to want to take in all of the personal growth content that there is to consume, but sometimes we're in a place of growth fatigue and we need to perform some maintenance. So if that's you right now, get back to simplicity. Walk down that path that you're trying to create over and over and over again. It's just like creating a habit, right? We need to train our brain to wire the way that we want it to. How cool is it that we have the power to do that? I have the power to physically change my brain, to physically change the way that my neural connections fire with each other. What? That's bonkers. That's bonkers. But I need to really hone that power and get strategic with that power. You're the kind of woman that needs to conserve her energy sometimes, that really needs to be strategic about the energy that she puts into the process that she wants to see progress in. So how can we conserve that energy? If you are in a place of growth fatigue right now, get back to the simple. The simple. You can consume all the content in the world. You can listen to all the podcasts. You can read all the books. You can take all the courses. But at the end of the day, it needs to be action that changes these neural connections. It needs to be action. And it can be simple actions. Extremely simple actions like practicing positive affirmations even when it feels silly. Because that pathway is new. That grass is up to your knees and you got to figure out how to make that neural connection fire. Even when it feels silly, 10 minutes before bed, turning on some kind of guided meditation to get you into the present and wind you down from the day. So you can train yourself to do that on your own, to do that naturally, to fire immediately and effectively for you. We're training our brains. We have the power to do that. But we need to give ourselves some grace when we're experiencing this growth fatigue. You're tired right now. I hear you loud and clear, girlfriend. And you know what? You're going to get tired again. You're going to experience this again. These growing pains that you're having right now, they're not going to go away. But what you can do, and what I pray that you do, is, first of all, allow yourself to rest. A fatigued brain is not a working brain. Allow yourself to rest. And then get back to the simple and start there. Start there, because your brain has the power to rewire if you let it. Your brain has the power to rewire if you're strategic and hone that power that you have. And when you're in the thick of it, remind yourself, this connection that I'm trying to make in my brain, have that be a lighthouse at the end of this path, right? I need to get through the grassy field and pave the path for it to connect naturally. So it's okay that it's not natural right now. It's okay that it takes a little extra effort and I scrape my knees and it takes me a little bit longer to get through that field right now. But the more that I do this, the more natural that path is to walk. The more natural that path is to walk. And that's exactly what we're looking for. Exactly what we're looking for. So go address that fatigue and then use the power that you have to rewire those connections. All right. Until next time, I love you, girlfriend. Stay kind. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving. But until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.